independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The president's budget blueprint keeps his promise to put America's security first, turning his words directly into policies that restore and respect for our citizens' hard-earned tax dollars.
Spicy Spicerson today, rocking and rolling, doing what the Spicer does, getting out in front of everything. He's so interesting. If you think about it, right, and there was a real good heat exchange that took place today with Spicer, and I think it was one of the CNN guys. It was Acosta. We'll get some of the audio for you a little bit later. It was definitely one hell of a heated exchange. They went at it towards one another over wiretapping and this, that, and the other. It was, it's interesting. It is. It's got to be a heck of a job. You know, you go back and you look at all of the other talking, you know, mouthpieces for the president, you know, and they go out there and they do the stuff. It's pretty straightforward. Maybe there's some, you know, every once in a while you'll have some issues that become a little prickly, but by and large, not so much. Not so much there. But man, Spicy Spicerson, every day he's got to do something else that he's got to go out and he has got to, I mean, he's got to fight. He's got to fight because they're going to ask him questions, and it's got to be as frustrating as can be. It really does, you know. Wiretapping. Well, this is what we said. This is what we meant. This is what we meant, and this is what we said. This is how we go. It's crazy. It's absolutely 110% crazy. And I sit there and I shake my head and I laugh. I shake my head and I laugh. We've got the budget. We're going to touch on the budget throughout the day. It's definitely a budget that is going to be very interesting. That, you know, a lot of people are upset. You know, some people lost and some people really lost. And some people won. I think some of the taxpayers are going to be happy about this, especially some of the taxpayers like me who are frustrated with the waste. But I don't know if it addresses anything. That's one of the big things. You know, that's one of the big things. And a lot of people are talking about, well, now that we've got this budget, it's going to be balanced. It's going to be great. That's not true. This is White House Budget Chief Mick Mulvaney talking about the budget itself.
This budget does not balance the budget. This budget simply reallocates and reprioritizes spending as any family or business would do.
That's it. Just reorganizes, but it doesn't really do anything major, right? We have $20 trillion in debt. It doesn't really attack any of that. Some things are cut big time. Some things are cut smaller than others. But it doesn't actually address a lot of the issues that we have when it comes to this debt. It just doesn't. We get rid of NPR and PBS and the National Endowment for the Arts, and we've slashed, you know, HUD and the EPA and stuff like that. There are entitlements sitting out there that are the most... If you're going to attack anything and you're really serious about bringing down, cutting into, you've got to go after the entitlements. You do. It's period. I mean, that's it. Nobody's going to do it. There's nobody, I think, that has any dream of staying in politics that would be willing to tackle all of the entitlement programs, or one. No, you can't do it. It's not possible. Let's see here. We got HUD's losing 13.2%. Transportation Department is losing 12.7%. Department of Health and Human Service, 16%. Education Department, 13%. EPA, 31%. They're going to slash about 3,200 jobs. So you've got a lot of cuts that are going to be coming. EPA is going to lose about 31.4% of their jobs. There is some Department of State, 28%. You know, you're looking at a lot of jobs that are going to be cut across the way. Some of them are needed. There's a lot of, I think, redundancy in government. That has been true for a lot of people, I think, when you look back and you look at government. How many of these things that when you look and you think, why do we need four of you? We don't need four of you elsewhere. Like in the private sector, there would be two, maybe two and a half. We might have somebody part-time, but there's only going to be two. They're not going to be four. They're not even going to be three. And that's where he's looking at this. But it really doesn't do anything to address. He wants to make the government smaller. I'm about making the government more efficient. Yeah, it'd be great if it could be smaller and more efficient, but I'd rather have it larger and efficient than smaller and inefficient. And I don't know if we're always going to get something. I don't know. Well, first of all, I said the word efficient in government. That just doesn't. It doesn't work that way. I think we all know that. It does not work that way. Government is what government is. It's big. It's unruly. It moves around. It crashes into you. It's that giant, huge, you know, it's a bull in a china shop. And it breaks things. And it's, you sometimes wonder, what are you doing here? And I like the effort. I'm not going to lie to you there. But I don't know how real this is going to be when you look at what we're going to cut here, where, and everywhere. And they're going to put more money in defense. They're going to do a lot of other things like that. We spend a lot of money in defense. We spend a lot of money on entitlements. We spend a lot of money in places that we need to say, hey, you know what? While we spend a lot of money here, how much do we waste? You know, we can come into some of these entitlements and say, can we make the military more efficient with less? Can we modernize it and save? Maybe we put $200 billion into it this year, modernize the hell out of it, and then scale back on a lot of the stuff that we don't need because we modernize it. Is that a place? Possible. Can we go into, you know, Medicaid and a lot of these other places where there is massive waste and fraud, and can we chop it down? I think that's something we need to look at, too. Where can we save? That needs to be a question, because that's the way it's got to be. And there's a perfect example about the giantness of waste in situations. And this is Leslie Page. She's with Citizens Against Government Waste in Medicare. And she talks about the massive amount of waste that takes place in Medicare.
It is 28% of the entire number of improper payments that we lose on an annual basis.
That's huge. Can we save elsewhere? Absolutely. But this doesn't do anything to attack any of the things as far as bringing our debt down. It's not going to do it. It's a small little portion of it. That's it. Teeny tiny. Not going to do anything big. It's just not going to happen. You move from there, and then you start talking about the ban that took place yesterday with Hawaii. I see everywhere people are, what is it, ban Hawaii? Right? Is that what it is? The people are banning. Now they're not going to Hawaii. They're going to boycott Hawaii. Why would you boycott Hawaii? Again, I'm not a big fan of boycotts at all, but I'm not going to boycott Hawaii. I don't even think I've ever been to Hawaii. All the places I've been in the world and all the places I've traveled, I don't think I've ever been to Hawaii. But Spicy, you know, he was, God, some of that stuff today. He get some of that. That was just, they went at it today, and it was pretty, you know, it was, he's looking good some days, and other days he gets flustered and he goes after it.
President's executive order falls squarely within his lawful authority in seeking to protect our nation's security, and the department will continue to defend his executive order in the courts.
Well, that's what's going to happen. Back to the courts we go. This is where this thing was going all along. It's going to end up in the Supreme Court. Here's the thing. It's going to have to go probably to the Ninth Circuit again. If the Ninth Circuit overturns this judge's ruling and rules in favor of Trump, the thought process is why you're not going to win it anywhere else, because that is the most liberal, most overturned of all of the courts out there. And if this gets by, and I think they have grounds here where I think they've done enough that they can get by on this, I don't see why you would even challenge it. Somebody will, but I don't know why you would. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChatBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Beautiful day out here. Across the rest of the nation, an interesting thing, and we're going to talk about a little later, about the craziness of how the weather people were and how bad the weather was supposed to be and how bad it wasn't. Now, producer Phil, what's the weather like today? Of course, you were supposed to be, over the last 2 days, covered in snow and sleet. And nobody was supposed to go anywhere.
It's still cold. The wind is blowing, but we got very, very little snow.
All right. See? And then, you know, D.C. Didn't get much snow, like you said. And then you got New York and Boston. They got some, but not like what everybody was thinking. And people are screaming out saying, you know, this is ridiculous. I'll tell you this. It's 95 degrees. what it is out here. It's hot. It's hot for this time of year. But it's still, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. I want to welcome my newest affiliate back in the Palm Springs area. I'm back with KGX, Real Talk, 920. I want to welcome them. We were just over there this afternoon chatting and having a great time as we got everything rocking and rolling and back in the studio and having a good time. So it's good to be back. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You want to text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Irreverent? Like, yeah. So what? It's the Chad Benson Show.
When one entity says one thing that that proves, that claims one thing, you guys cover it ad nauseum. When Devin Nunes came out and said, I think it's very possible, yesterday, there was crickets from you guys. When evidence comes out and people who have been briefed on the Russia connection come out and say that there was nothing that they have seen that proves a connection, you choose not to cover that. You don't stop the narrative. You continue to perpetuate a false narrative.
Spicy. I love spicy. And false narrative. And then he pulls his pants up. I'm mad at you guys. Mad at you. Tell me what's going on. You know who I am. Sean Spicy Spicerson. Recognize. It's got to be a tough job. You know, for all of the stuff that we talk about, you know, for all of the, how much of this stuff really is, you know, again, the importance of a lot of this stuff. Obviously, the budget's important, and health insurance is important, and whether or not they get the thing done and how they do it and where they roll it out and the whole nine yards. For all of that stuff, though, right, for all of it, we often forget that, you know, these are human beings that are rolling out here and talking to him, and they are getting – he gets obliterated, all right? He does. And I try to cut him as much slack as I can for 5 minutes, but then I just can't anymore. I just can't. He's just – he's amazing. He is. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. Love when he texts it, 323-538-2423. We've got a poll question up at Chad Benson Show. That's the Twitter, for those of you who don't quite get what the at is. And the poll addresses the entitlements, right? It says, what of the entitlement programs would you make cuts to and revamp if you could? 6% says Medicaid and Medicare, 0 for Social Security, 89% welfare, 5% unemployment. So that's where people would make cuts. Obviously, welfare. I think a lot of people out there are frustrated and like, well, I don't want to pay any money and help anybody anymore. No, I think that we worry about abuse, right? That's what we worry about. With a lot of these programs, we worry about abuse in the programs, in the budget, and we can't afford it anymore. $20 trillion is a lot of trillions. I just want to let you know that. 20 trillions is a lot of trillions. Where would you make the cut? 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. And we're also going to be talking about miniature animals later. So get ready for that, because we've got a great story about animals and the shrinking. Shrinkage, Jerry, of animals. It is that time of the day when we like to make you a little bit hipper and cooler. It's your urban word of the day.
It's time for the urban word of the day, fam.
What? Right now?
Time to get a little more hip on the streets.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
Urban word of the day.
All right, it is Thursday. On Thursdays, we usually throw things back. I thought, why not go back into the Wayback Machine with our urban word of the day and do something we haven't done for a while, and that's pick something out that us adults, a little bit older, would be an urban word that we thought was cool back in the day. So I grabbed one out of the Urban Dictionary today, and I went with jive turkey. Jive turkey. Producer Phil, jive turkey is one who speaks as though they know what they're talking about, though they do not. They are full of crap, a BSer. That there be your urban word of the day, jive turkey.
Thank you for saying that in dated urban slang so that I'll understand you.
That there was the urban word of the day. We damn stretched your cranium.
Cranium is stretched, right, Nancy Pelosi?
It fails to recognize The strength of America does not just depend on our military might, but also our strength springs from the health, the education, and the well-being of the American people.
Do you listen to her there? Do you listen to her talk? Producer Phil, does she sound like she's got, like, her teeth are coming out?
Yeah,
halfway
a little
through?
Bit there.
Okay, see, that wasn't me. Okay, and I wasn't trying to be mean, and I know people say you're an ageist or whatever. What is it when people think you're making fun of old people? It just sounded a little bit. Did you see the other day she said had Hillary won, she was going to retire? But Hillary did not win, so yay! The budget, all of this crap that we all look at, again, you take it for a grain of salt. What matters is us moving forward as a nation, finding ways to overcome the crap that the government has put us in and fending and doing for ourselves. That's it. And being cognizant enough to understand that as we move forward, there's going to be some things that we're going to have to do to get back on track. Hopefully the government and this new administration will do the right thing, which I think they're trying to do, which is start to get rid of a bunch of regulations that are a bunch of horse poop. And as we move forward, though, we need to rely on ourselves. That's what I want to talk about as we head forward, is the big job killer that everybody talks about is manufacturing jobs are leaving. I have said all along, I think manufacturing jobs are what they are. It's time to get away from that and move to something else. A school in Florida is doing something, or a bill in Florida is doing something that I think would be fantastic for all states to be involved with, and how we should be putting ourselves in a situation to do this, because this is the key to where I think our middle class resurgence comes, and that's what we need. It's time to stop screwing around, and it's time to find the solutions for the problems that ail us in this country. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
What is up, party people? Hope you're doing well on this beautiful day. The Chad Benson Show. Thanks so much for making us part of your day. We're moving forward. I'm about finding solutions to the problems that we have in this country. Too many times I hear other people in my business and I get disappointed by the fact that they are not about solutions. They're all about hyper-focusing on problems. Taking a molehill, making it a mountain, and then turning it into Mount Everest. That's not what I'm about. I'm not here for drama, although drama is fun. I'm here, though, to talk about the reality of where we're going as a country. I think we need to look at certain things and how we change. I have been extremely vocal in my support of us changing the way that we look at an education system and the way that this education system has been over the last umpteen decades is kind of the same. They may call some things a little bit different, but for all intents and purposes, it rolls through kind of the same way. We have moved on from the days where manufacturing was the king of the road when it comes to how we built our middle class. We now have the greatest instrument of our lifetime in front of us, the internet, if you will, and it's sitting right there. Computers. Opportunities abound. It's time for us to get away from the way that we've thought about education and have a refresh thinking in education. The one thing about this in the cuts to the education side of things is that under Trump, at least and Becky DeVos or Betsy DeVos, what you're going to see is a charter school is going to have more and more opportunities, which I think is good. But it still doesn't mean it's enough. I have said all along, the greatest thing that we could start doing for our kids is taking them out of the formal schooling kind of way and start to position them for something that is going to be forward thinking. You know, last week we had that guy, Tyler Cowen, on talking about the complacency of America and how we've become that way. And the truth is, he's absolutely right. So this is our new manufacturing. This is our new middle class. This is where it's going to be built, is through these things. And there's a school in Florida that has decided that they are going to, or several schools in Florida, and now there's a bill out there that they're deciding that what they want to do is, if you are coding or learning a language, if you will, learning how to do, you know, coding and programming and stuff, they're going to count that as your foreign language. And to me, it is amazing. It is absolutely amazing. That's what we should be doing. We should be incentivizing all of our education systems to start figuring out a better way to start getting these kids into situations where they're going to have an opportunity to actually do something that they're going to actually have a career and an opportunity at. Yeah, I know. It's nuts, right? Crazy nuts. But it's true. It's absolutely true. Now, producer Phil, you are taking a couple courses right now. You're learning in a program, right?
Yeah, just a couple online classes.
I think. But you did say one of the things you said was, I want to take something. And this is how fast even coding and programming works. You said, I want to take something that will be relevant in a couple of years.
Yeah, like, you know, JavaScript probably is going away. I want to take something that will be relative, you know, for programming in the future.
We're not doing that with our kids. Jack's going to go to a programming camp. He's going to go to like a computer camp over his couple of his vacations and over summer, because it's great. I want him to learn coding. Opportunities are there in situations like this, and I think we have a fresh start. Why is it that so many people out there are so stuck in a situation where there's a fear factor for them to move forward to do anything else? What is it about us that has stopped us from being what we once were? This entrepreneurial, this moving forward, this vision first kind of nation, which I don't feel we are at times anymore. Amazon is going to be the biggest job killer in this country. Because we talked about it last week. Buy American first. It's not happening. It's not happening. We were joking about it. We were over at the new station today in 920 KGX, the new station in Palm Springs. We were earlier today. We were over there, and they gave me a shirt, and really cool shirt. And as we were leaving, I was laughing. Producer Anthony and I were laughing because it says it's an American polo shirt made in Vietnam. I don't care what it's made, but the irony of that. Amazon has killed more jobs. They're excited because they're going to create 100,000 jobs in this country, right? 100,000 jobs in this country they're going to create. The amount of jobs that are leaving, retail alone since the beginning of the year has lost 125,000 jobs, and it's going to continue to lose more. Amazon has won. Why is that? Because they decided to be a partner and live and make its only source of customers off the internet and take everybody down and use technology to do so. Nobody's going to stores. Do you know why you go to stores? You go to stores now if you want something instantaneously. And as soon as Amazon can figure out how to instantaneously bring you something to your house, everybody's done. Everybody is done. Until that happens. Until then. It's going to be a struggle. Jobs are leaving. We want them cheaper. We know that. How are we going to make it? Well, you know what? There's plenty of stuff out there in the world of technology. We're having to bring people in we're importing, exporting jobs, meaning we're having to dig jobs and either if we can't export them because we'd like to have them here, we're importing people to do those jobs because we don't have enough people who are trained enough and good enough in those positions. Our middle class is sitting right in front of us, and we're not taking advantage of it. Now you've got Amazon, who's showing how they're going to put as many businesses out of business as they can. They're going to do $160 billion this year in revenue. The drones are going to happen sooner rather than later, probably later. I don't know how practical those are going to be. But you know what else is going to happen? 3D printing. They're going to be able to bring you stuff. Now you go to stores. If you need something cheap and quick, you go grab it. Right? If you need something instantaneous, you'll go grab it. But if you can wait a day or two, You're going to do Amazon. That's just life. So how do we fix that? How do we fix that? Because all of those stuff that we're buying from Amazon were manufacturing jobs that have left here, by and large. How do we fix that? Where is the solution? I love what you're doing at times, Mr. President, but I'm sorry. Some of this manufacturing stuff and all these things you talk about, and we're bringing jobs back here, and we're doing it's how are you getting the future ready? How are you doing that? That's the question that needs to be asked in this country. We've got it right in front of us. Florida is ahead of all the things in the world. Florida, the place where yesterday we talked about a fact that a guy lost a monocle cobra who was wandering around the neighborhood and he thinks maybe a big lizard ate it. This is the state that we all laugh about. Is smart enough to go, you know what? Maybe coding should be a new foreign language. One language, you know, the foreign language is math. Coding should probably be the foreign language. That's just my opinion. I want to weigh in from you. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can call the program, 844-DIG-CHAD. You can also text the program. What do you think we should do? Should we revamp a bit of the education system? Should we hyper-focus ourselves on the future? Not today, but the future. Not yesterday, but the future. So our kids can have an education and a fighting chance of rebuilding a middle class that is struggling and will continue to do so. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can email the show. You can check us out and grab our podcast at ChadBensonShow.com. Something else you can do is be smart. As we talk about the future, and we talk a little bit about the past at times, and being smart in the way that you handle your money and you invest your money. And I'll tell you right now, as somebody who has been, I've done a lot in my life. Been a broker, both futures trader and physical on the gold and precious metal side. I've traded currencies. The one thing that I always tell everybody, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you've got 10 grand inside of your IRA or if you've got $1 million inside of your IRA or investments, is gold is a good, good deal. You go out, you invest in gold. You do so for two reasons. One, you hear all the other talking heads talk about, hey, you know what? You should buy gold because if the world goes to, you know, just zombies attack and it goes to hell in a handbasket, this will be great. Man, you won't need it at that point in time. No, gold does two things. First things it does is, should the market take a dip? Should the market be this overbought, overinflated thing that finally crashes down? Guess what? There's a downside protection by owning gold. Secondly, though, gold in and itself moves in different ways. Its fluctuation can be great, and the opportunity to hold on to it for a long time and make it a true investment and make good money is real, very real. If you had invested $100,000 in the year 2000, you'd have about $435,000 right about now. If you'd have bought a house for cash on average in America, about $200,000 at the time, that house would be worth $360,000. You wouldn't have doubled your money. And oh, by the way, that house took a big dip for a long time too. And it didn't help your investments if they went south. Gold is a smart thing. So I'm telling you right now, go to my friends over at Gold Co. Precious Metals. I want you to consider using them. Talk to them. They're honest. They're ethical. They're knowledgeable on how you can really invest in gold and precious metals and protect your downside as well as give you an upside. You've earned that. You've worked hard for it. Why not use it? Visit BensonGold.com to get started with your free IRA guide from Gold Co. That's BensonGold.com, BensonGold.com. Go there, check them out, and I think you'll be more than pleased that you did. It's the Chad Benson Show.
America's funniest cisgendered privileged white male with a bully pulpit the size of a divided nation. Here's Chad Benson.
It is that time of the year, Thursday, in March, where the tournament begins. Phil and I love it. I was listening to Phil talk to his buddy in there in between commercial breaks, and Phil is said, I've never filled out a bracket before, but now I'm completely invested, because on a Thursday afternoon, where else could you be watching Middle Tennessee State take on Minnesota and have a care. So far, my bracket's already busted. For a while there, I felt good. I think I was 3 for 3. It's now all gone to hell in a ham. And Vandy let me down. Vanderbilt. In the battle of the nerds, Vanderbilt lost to Northwestern. So they'll move on. I got Notre Dame right. I got West Virginia right. I got Middle Tennessee right. I got Butler right. I wasn't picking against Butler, not in the tournament, especially with it being in Indiana this year. Right? Indianapolis, I think, is where it's at, the Final Four. Not doing that. Still have everything else. I still got my big ones. Still got the big ones. Still, I'm just letting you guys know. I'm going to be okay, though. I'm going to recover. This is apparently, it's hard sometimes. When I'm not a huge believer in the whole global warming thing. I think that there's we change. It fluctuates. It has for years since I was a kid. I've seen Ice Age. I've seen, you know, we're getting ready for this. We're getting ready for that. And the craziness of it all. That's one thing I love, the fact that Trump backed out all of the money in the UN for their global whatever it is, climate change initiative that they've got going, both past and present and future. They'll be getting no more funds from us. I want to see how the UN reacts too, because they're going to be losing a lot of their fundage, and I want to see how they react. How good this is. That's a prime piece of property there. Is it Manhattan? Is that where the UN is? Yeah. I wonder what that's worth. I mean, could you imagine? Trump's probably thinking to himself, if I do enough, we can get these guys to eventually leave, and I could purchase that. But the global warming thing, climate change, whatever it is, barely now it's making animals shrink. They're shrinking, getting tinier and tinier, like itty-bitty animals. That's what we're going to have here. How small? Well, I'll tell you this. They're saying that eventually horses will be the size of cats. And I got thinking to myself, I could sell that all day. Like, if I could find a way to capture the magic elixir to make a horse the size of a cat and keep it that size, right? And maybe like a baby elephant. And this was the big one. If you had a chance, you could text the program 323-538-2423. If you had a chance, if I told you, hey, big elephants are probably going to go away, but we can have 50-pound elephants and we could sell them as pets. Who wouldn't want an elephant, a little mini elephant, little mini cat horse thingy, or maybe like a 12-inch bear, hippopotamus or a mini rhino, like all tiny. You know you would gobble that up all the time. Who wouldn't? Take your bear for a walk, your little itty-bitty bear, your gorilla. Absolutely. So that's the one good thing about global warming that I hope is true, is that it's actually going to make our animals a little bit smaller. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chatbensonshow.com. Yoga pants, they're saying, potentially, because of, what is it, the microfibers and all of the stuff are destroying our earth. They're destroying our earth and they're destroying our oceans. Now, I am a very honest individual. Producer Phil, you're pretty honest as well. Are you a fan of the yoga pant?
I am a big fan of the yoga pants.
Okay, so you are a fan of the yoga pant. I am a fan of the yoga pant. Are you okay with some of the yoga pant material being inside of the ocean?
I'm fine with it.
Because we don't want to lose yoga pants, right? Like, we're all in agreement here, all us men. And you women, you seem to like them. And you had a very good question. Maybe a woman can answer it for us, and you can text us. 323-538-2423. What is the difference between what? Leggings and yoga pants? I don't know what they are. That's a really, like, are leggings thicker?
I have no
323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. All I know is I'm a huge fan, and if that is the issue we have, is some of that microfiber gets in there, then it is what it is. I like yoga pants. I don't wear them, but I look at them. I don't wear it, but I watch them. Chad, you're just the worst. A little bit. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423, chat at chadbensonshow.com. Texter writes in and says, Chad, you're right about education. We need to hyper-focus on things like engineering, mathematics, and science. I agree 110%. We need a redo and a revamp of our education system. And with the middle class shrinking and the jobs that once afforded people a lifestyle to stay and enjoy a very comfortable life, it's time to look elsewhere. And education is going to get us going in the right direction. And it's got to be future-based. And it's got to be things like computers, technology, repairing those things. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. And ladies, again, what's the difference between yoga pants and leggings? Are they one and the same? Are we just calling it something else? 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.